Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, according to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, David Reed. At stake, if Paul is correct, Kirby cannot smoke for the remainder of this show.
Which now, normally, 5 minutes.
We normally play this much earlier in the show, Coach Mack. But if he's incorrect, and sometimes Paul is incorrect, he must heap 15 seconds of praise on Kirby, which is very difficult for him to do.
I may ask for your help with that part.
Yeah. All right, today's truth.
This is a hard game.
Kirby, at the tender age of 7, caused his hometown to implement this city ordinance. A, outlaw riding bicycles on sidewalks in the business district. B, require businesses to replace glass entry doors with tempered glass. Or C, banned tall slides from school playgrounds. Paul, your thoughts?
Well, Kirby's old enough that things like banning tall slides was not yet in practice during his youth. I'm crossing that one off right out of the gate. I could totally see him having ridden a bike or run through a glass door, but I can't imagine that everybody would have to replace them on his behalf. I'm leaning towards the outlaw bikes on the sidewalks, though that's the simplest. Chad and Dave, what do you think?
Well, let me jump in here, Chad. I'm looking at Kirby right now. If he'd run through a glass door, he'd be cut up. I don't see any scars. I don't see anything up and
but
down
see,
him.
That could
unless
not be his face at all. He could be in witness protection. Have
no,
a whole new face.
He was investigated
Kirby,
for a double murder.
Kirby, do something for me right now. I know we're on radio and we don't have a visual. Just pull your shirt up for me a minute. No scars. Okay, we're good.
Please.
Someone break the beads out.
Kirby, thank you. I'm kind of leaning towards the bicycle part of it because the big slides, I can think if Kirby got on top of a big slide, he wouldn't be here working. He'd have fell on his head.
I'm never going to unsee what just happened.
Chad, we've often discussed Occam's razor. The simplest explanation usually is the explanation. That would apply to everyone but Kirby.
Occam's razor exception.
Kirby's razor. Kirby's razor.
You see how to use to shave that belly he just showed.
Yeah, whatever the most insane explanation is, that's Kirby's razor. I would go with Coach in that it's the bicycle on the sidewalk in the business district of the city. But again, we're talking about Kirby here. Yeah. I'm going with Occam's razor. It may not apply to Kirby.
All right, Paul. I'm going with bikes on the sidewalk. The others are too weird, and Kirby surely was tearing through the business district. What was the little town you grew up in?
Bucyrus, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. The business district was booming.
So
booming. Insurance company, the grocery store, the five and dime.
Massive financial institutions.
Yeah. It was a lot like Wall Street at that time.
Very cosmopolitan, Bucyrus.
Kirby, what city ordinance was implemented for you at age 7?
Every business in town was required to replace their entry doors with tempered glass. God. I was at a laundromat. Well, my grandmother's dryer had broke down. She took us to a laundromat to dry her clothes, and a cousin was chasing me, and I tripped over a rug, which was another part of that same ordinance. And I went head first.
Wait a minute.
Literally.
To a rug ordinance.
I went head first through a glass plate door and rolled up onto the sidewalk, and they made everyone in town, if you had a glass door, replace it with tempered glass. It was a lot. It was in the front page of the paper.
I mean, it just cost a lot of money.
Were you cut? What happened?
Oh, yeah. I got really lucky. I mean, this was like plate glass. It shattered and stuff. There were like a lot of shards and stuff all over it. I had cuts and stuff on my hands and my arms. The weird thing was glass would like
3 years later, like a pimple, and glass pieces would work their way to the surface and come out of my skin.
Are you hearing this?
That went
three years later, glass was coming out of my
skin. It went on until about the eighth grade. I just feel like a bump, and like a little tiny piece of glass would come out.
Like the Wolverine. Let me tell you something.
Y'all, like a fist.
Like the Wolverine. Y'all bring me into this.
Welcome.
Yeah. And the man says he went head first, and I didn't ask him to take his cap off to see the
most ridiculous thing is that he says there was glass coming to the surface of
his body years later. Hey, how can you narrator when he follows it up with that?
Here's the other thing.
He's picking glass out of his arm.
Kirby.
Right now. What are you doing? Oh, I found a little shard of glass.
Kirby, before some more glass comes shooting out of your body, can I ask you about the rug ordinance?
Yeah. Well, they had this loose throw rug in front of the door. And actually, I tripped over that before I went through the door.
Yeah.
So what they did was they banned those little throw rugs, and you had to have a rug that was a mat that gripped the floor at an entryway.
It would have been so much easier for them just to exile you.
Probably cheaper.
I'm
with Paul. How about the city council meet and say, why don't we get this kid the hell out of this town?
Well, it was a few years later. I was shipped to Tennessee.
can we excommunicate the seven-year-old?
But yeah.
Out! GTFO!
So, Coach Mack, no joke, we have learned so much about Kirby over the last year by playing this game. We learned that he saved a giraffe from choking by reaching down a giraffe's throat to get a straw out of a giraffe's throat.
Of course he did, yeah. And I'm glad when he reached down the throat, glass didn't come out of his arm.
No, that would have been dangerous. It was like Dr. Doolittle.
He was investigated double murder when a man named Alan Kirby, they were looking for, there was a typo on his driver's license when he had it updated. And so a man by the same name with brown hair?
Black hair.
It was B-L instead of?
B-D for blonde.
Okay. Instead of blonde, it was black. And so they were looking for Alan Kirby and investigated Alan Kirby for that double murder. And then what was the one we learned a couple of weeks ago, Paul? Or Kirby, you know.
The federal and postal inspectors sting operation?
Yes. Yeah.
He's part of a sting where he's planting gift certificates in the mail to be stolen.
Kirby plays along for these next 15 seconds, though. This is what it comes down to. He will heap 15 seconds of praise towards Kirby.
I'll help you, Paul.
You have the floor.
Because I made the wrong thing. Go ahead, Paul.
Dave, you can go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Kirby, God bless you for being such an unathletic kid.
It's supposed to be a compliment.
Yeah, well, it is a compliment. And because now you've morphed into such a fine athlete. And then I thought that was very, very generous of you for the show to pull your shirt up to show us that you had no scars.
That shows that
you're all in. You're very generous. You're a man of your word. I really like you now, Curly Allen. But I would love to have seen you as a kid.
As a man without shame, I'll give him credit for that. He's not ashamed. You say, pull up your shirt. Boom. He pulls up his shirt. Most of us would be like, nah, you don't want to see what's under there or anything. But Kirby just unfiltered, just pulls up his shirt. Also, you've been taking very good care of my bag. I've got a lot of valuable things in my bag that I bring here. And I know a lot of people would like to mess with that bag. And I think you guard it kind of like your life. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Was that good enough, Kirby?
No. That worked.
Okay.
Yeah,
Lucas on Twitter says, the truth, according to Kirby, is even better with Coach Dave McGinnis laughing out loud in the office right now. On a stressful Monday, the Midday 180 with Coach Mack has made my day even better. This is amazing radio. Hilarious. We need a weekly Kirby podcast.
I don't know.
Look at him. Kirby's like, oh, yeah,
it's
podcast.
This is kind of like malarkey where he said, you know, you could do too much play action and then it wouldn't work. You could have too much Kirby and then it wouldn't work.
I would listen to a Kirby conspiracy theory podcast. Kirby just talking about conspiracy theories he buys into for 20, 30 minutes straight.
Maybe I'll have him on my pod.
Yeah.
I'll be Riley
Martin.
It'd
be a good addition.
Kirby. I've been in the league a long time. You're definitely an all-star. I mean, just outstanding.
Kirby is outstanding. So are you, Coach Mack. Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate it very much.
Oh, guys, my pleasure. You guys are the best.
See you in Green Bay.
See ya.
No argument.
615.
That's even better.